My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're featuring music, actually live music, from Sarah Vaughan, recorded at Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. We're also going to be featuring a musician not too many people know of, vocalist Chris Connor, will be featured prominently throughout the show. We're also going to be paying tribute to the late Shirley Scott and the late Big John Patton, who passed away recently. This plus a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off with some music from vocalist Nora Jones. Nora is the daughter of Ravi Shankar, and she's trying to make a breakthrough into the pop and jazz markets with her new release. We're going to listen to an interesting rendition of Hank Williams' composition, Cold, Cold Heart.
That you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold cold heart.
Nora Jones starting off the show with Cold, Cold Heart. Sarah Vaughan made a great live recording in 1963 at the famous Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, Denmark. This recording was made between July 18th and the 21st of 1963, and it featured the Kirk Stewart trio backing her up. Kirk Stewart on piano, Charles Williams on bass, and George Hughes on drums. This album was produced by Quincy Jones, and even Quincy was amazed at the way that Sarah Vaughan was that particular evening. He said, quote, "I've never seen Sarah more happy and free. And as I play some of the tracks from this album this afternoon, you're going to really hear the spirit come through Sarah's voice." She was having a whale of a time during these live recordings. And we're going to start off with a composition entitled I Cried For You. And this is a song that was written by Arthur Freed, Abe Lyman, and Gus Arnheim. And we're going to listen to I Cried For You. And then after that, we're going to listen to her version of The More I See You. This is Sarah Vaughan, classic Sarah Vaughan, live at Tivoli Gardens in 1963.
You more. Can you imagine? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the my arms won't free you. My heart won't try. Can you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me, the won't try.
Incredible control over her voice. That was Sarah Vaughan with The More I See You from 1963. And before that, I Cried For You. These recordings were from Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. And we're not finished with Sarah Vaughan. We're going to hear more from this beautiful stylist and vocalist a little later on in the show. But before we go any further, I'd like to wish each and every one of you out there a happy Easter. It looks like the weather is really cooperating today. What a gorgeous spring day outside. I'd also like to thank each and every one of you who dialed in and donated during our funding drive. Gordon and I appreciate that immensely. Thank you for your support, and it'll help us go a long way to providing jazz for the Ottawa area and now the world over the internet for at least another year. Well, the month of March saw the death of two very well-known jazz organists, Shirley Scott and Big John Patton. We're going to deal with Big John Patton a little later on in the show, but Shirley Scott was born in Philadelphia, March 14th, 1934. She initially studied piano and trumpet as a child, but then she changed to organ in 1955. And this was around the same time that her fellow Philadelphian, Jimmy Smith, who was also an organ legend, became a member of the Eddie Davis Trio from 1956 to 1960. She began making records under her own name in 1958, and she formed her own trio in 1960. She toured with husband Stanley Turrentine, and she eventually led her own groups and also recorded with Dexter Gordon in 1982. Shirley passed away of heart failure, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I know that many, many people around the world were saddened to hear the news. Well, we're going to hear something from Shirley, and this is a composition entitled Yours Is My Heart Alone. Thank you. There's a chance to hear Shirley Scott on piano instead of organ. Actually, we're going to be playing some Shirley Scott organ classics in the upcoming weeks of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligan, and you're listening to The Best in Jazz here each and every Sunday between 12 and 3 o'clock, starting off with At the Jazz Band Ball, and then following up with In Transition, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. Well, now we're going to listen to some music from Chris Connor. I believe she's, for many years, was a long-neglected vocalist. She started off on clarinet, and then she went to play with Claude Thornhill's group. She was actually part of his vocal group, which was called the Snowflakes. In 1952, Chris Connor got her break when she was, upon recommendation from June Christie, vocalist with Stan Kenton's band. And after Kenton, she turned solo in 1953, signing to the Bethlehem label, also recording for Atlantic, Contemporary, Stash, Progressive. Those were the labels that she was mostly recording for, but her most well-known compositions, works, were from the Bethlehem and Atlantic labels, and we're going to listen to many of those this afternoon, starting off with a tune that was pretty famous for Chris Connor when she was with Stan Kenton's orchestra. Here is All About Ronnie.
Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my woodland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above. We're in love. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above. Flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above.
A sample of some of the fine recordings that Chris Connor made, and we're going to hear more from Chris throughout the show this afternoon. A composition that was a signature tune for Billie Holiday was Fine and Mellow, but we're going to listen to Ruth Brown's version of the track, and then we're going to pay tribute to John Patton right after Ruth Brown with Fine and Mellow.
Love will make you do things that you know.
One of the big stars in the 1950s and 1960s, Ruth Brown, with Fine and Mellow. Well, last week we lost another member of the jazz community, Big John Patton. Patton was born in Kansas City, Missouri, July 12th, 1935. He played with Lloyd Price's touring band between 1954 and 1959, and then he settled in New York City. He eventually switched to organ and then began working with Grant Green and many other prominent jazz artists of the period. He made his recording debut with Lou Donaldson in 1962, and in 1963, he recorded his first album and started leading his own trio, which included at different times Clifford Jarvis and guitarist James Blood Ulmer. He was also playing with Sun Ra's musicians in the 1960s. His main influences were Hampton Hawes, Horace Silver, and Wynton Kelly. We're going to listen to a composition I think that best typifies John Patton's style of playing. It was robust, yet simple, articulate, and a whole lot of fun. We're going to listen to Chitlin's Con Carne.
Thank you. The door, and in between I drink black coffee with a little brandy in it. Love's a hand-me-down broom. To stay at home regret in coffee and cigarettes. I'm moaning all the morning, moaning all the night, and in between it's nicotine, and all I do is fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come
Sarah Vaughan from Tivoli Gardens, 1963, and Black Coffee. And before that, we heard music from Big John Patton and Chili Con Carne, Chitlins Con Carne, rather. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And I think that spring is finally here. It looks like we're going to be above zero for the rest of the week, and that's really good news for you people who love to walk and like to bike and just get outdoors and enjoy the weather. Here's some music that I'm going to play for you that I wasn't even aware that there was a vocal version of West End Blues, and I phoned Gordon up the other day and mentioned it to him. I'm going to play for you a version by Clarence Williams' wife at the time, Eva Taylor. She recorded West End Blues, and it's actually a quite interesting number, version of the of this great Armstrong composition. Chris Connor will follow with her version of Senor Blues.
He's a What they call him, way down Mexicali way. Senoritas fallen for him with a hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away.
Featured artist this afternoon, Chris Connor with Senor Blues, and before that, Eva Taylor with her version of West End Blues. I'm going to give you a little description of Tivoli Gardens. This is where Sarah Vaughan recorded her infamous concert of 1963. The famous Tivoli Gardens of Copenhagen was established in 1842. It's actually more than a park in the proper sense of the word. It is a garden with thousands of flowers in various colors and arrangements. This funny tale garden in the middle of a metropolis with its colored lamps that frame the lake, Ferris wheel, oriental cupolas and minarets, Chinese tea pagodas and tireless fountains is the site of an old battleground. Now, during World War II, a number of buildings were blown up, among them the concert hall in Mooresque style. The hall was replaced by a new magnificent building, which has proved to be one of the best concert halls in Copenhagen in regards to acoustics. Now, the concerts have given the Tivoli a cultural aspect from the very start. A long list of Danish and foreign musical celebrities have given guest performances at the Tivoli over the years. Well, here's Sarah Vaughan again with Sassy's Blues.
That she was alone and that I could come by her home. She went out to lunch with me, and a couple of times I took her out to see a movie or two, and never ever thinking that she would do that to me. Every morning, yes, every evening, used to call her on the phone and tell her just how much I wanted her so. And there is no mistake, my heart would surely break if she should ever say goodbye. My, why? I thought I'd die. I could not survive without her sweet tenderness and her lovely caress. I'm a fool, I confess. I'm telling you that she just left one evening, didn't even say she's leaving. I went by her house to take her to a dance, and we were going to have a steak, but when I knocked upon the door, there was no answer. Lord, in the morning, don't you know, I'd never even thought that while I was standing around and waiting, she was halfway out of town. I figured maybe she had gone out to the store to get a couple of things she needed, because she knew I'd wait around. I sat down on the steps and smoked a cigarette, because I just knew that she'd be back in plenty of time. The first thing I knew, an hour, then two, and then three went by. All my cigarettes were gone, and I was wondering to myself, what in the world has happened? When the lady from next door came up to me and said, I know you're the fella that's been coming around. I don't know how this is gonna sound, but Virginia's out of town, and she told me to tell you that she won't be back, and she has gone off with her lover to get married. Why in the world did she do it? I could have did oh so much for her. Oh well, I guess there ain't no use of thinking about it. I got myself a new gal, and she swear that she's mine.
Marvelous vocalist in the same class with Leon Thomas. That was Eddie Jefferson. What a marvelous musician. That was Disappointed. And before that, we heard Sarah Vaughan with Sassy's Blues. Chris Connor, we're going to get back to Chris Connor now and listen to two more tracks from her illustrious recording career, starting off with a haunting version of Invitation, and then we'll listen to Here's That Rainy Day.
Hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time, in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you were there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation. Glancing in the grave. of the dawn. And always your eyes smile that strange invitation. Then you are gone. Where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in this world of illusion? Be where you are, so so far apart, hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, where have you been, darling? Come in to should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here is that rainy day. The thought that it might turn out this way. Oh, where is that one out wish I threw aside after it brought that rainy day is here. Funny.
once again, Chris Connor, and here's That Rainy Day. And before that, we heard a haunting, gorgeous rendition of Invitation. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1. Here's some more music from Sarah Vaughan from her concert live at Tivoli Gardens. This is Maria.
Maria.
Pure direct sound of Bobby Hackett. What a beautiful trumpet player. And that was from, a composition called The Touch of Your Lips. And before that, Maria from Sarah Vaughan from her album Live at the Tivoli. Here's some more music from Chris Connor.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Sang out of gusto and just overloaded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Could hear the brass, could hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by a gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, how like the north wind brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, could hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Sing, Johnny, one note, sing out with gusto, just overwhelm all the crowd.
On the first warm day in May, I hope you come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night, when the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so hug me with all your might. Then we'll climb the hill and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still You say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May. And we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. When they see on the first warm night when the moon is shining bright. It would be enthralling if you hug me with all your might. Then we'll climb the hill and there beneath the cherry tree where all is still. You'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May. And we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. They'll find out what it's all about when they see how I love you. On the first warm day in May.
Play among the stars. let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words,
greatest assets that Sarah Vaughan possessed was her ability to just take a song and make it her own and just squeeze every single note out of that song. Her range and her dexterity and flexibility were, I believe, and still unmatched in jazz. In fact, Betty Carter went so far as to say with the proper training, she could have easily become a classical vocalist like the likes of Leontine Price. And before that, we heard Chris Connor, Misty on the First Warm Day, and that's dedicated to today, which is very warm outside. Johnny, One Note before that. And I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO. We're going to go for two more numbers from Chris Connor. Then we're going to listen to some Sheila Jordan and a special Easter surprise from Ruth Brown.
I could find a sweetie like Chiquita from Chihuahua. All over town there is no one you'll find as sweet as my Chiquita from Chihuahua. While music played near that Mexican moon as I danced with Chiquita from Chihuahua. I should have stayed, though we parted too soon, when I left my Chiquita from Chihuahua. You got a touch of elite, he'll knock you right off your feet. Oh, what a guy, none can compete. He's got a little of that, he's got a little of this. Oh my, oh how he can kiss. I'm going back and there'll be no delay, cause I miss my Chiquita from Chihuahua. I've got my pack and I'm leaving today. Back to my Chiquita, ch-ch-chiquita, ch-ch-chiquita from Chihuahua. Ooh, wow!
Discloses just a passing breeze, filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses, the days of wine and roses, the days of wine and roses, and you. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh, clown. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real
was Sheila Jordan with Laugh, Clown, Laugh. And before that, Chris Connor with Days of Wine and Roses and Chiquita from Chihuahua. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, 2 hours of jazz on a Sunday afternoon. And now we're going to feature some music from Ruth Brown, and this is specifically for Easter. This is a composition called HB's Funky Fable.
It felt pretty good that day as he sat on the hill in the sun. Of all the creatures in the whole wide world, he knew he was number one. Brother Rabbit jumped up and down and pounded his chest and said, "Hey, everybody, can't you see that of all the creatures in the whole wide world, there ain't nobody good as me?" I said, Ain't nobody hip as me. Watch your mouth, said a voice that was deep and gruff. Now why do you say that ridiculous stuff? You ain't nothing but a rabbit, and that's the truth. And what in the world can a rabbit do? The rabbit looked around and saw a bear. And he said, I'm better than you, brother bear, so bad. The bear said, rabbit, I doubt if that's true. Cause I know that I got to be a little better than you. Back up your big talk and tell the truth. What in the world can a rabbit do? The rabbit thought for a moment and finally said, brother bear, do you see these two ears on the top of my head? These ears are so sharp and oh so fine. No ears on earth can hear like mine. These ears are so long and keen. They're the world's greatest ears that ever been seen. Nothing on earth can hear like I. And he raised those big ears way up high toward the sky. For 15 minutes, the rabbit listened so hard till he broke out in a sweat. Fur on his forehead was getting soaking wet. He listened a little longer, and finally he stirred. And he said to the bear, do you know what I heard? You see that mountain in the distance about 100 miles off? Well, there's a cockroach on the side of that mountain, and I just heard it cough. And that's something no bear could do. So you see, brother bear, that proves I'm better than you. For a moment, the bear just pouted as he sat. Cause he knew his ears couldn't hear like that. He thought, this rabbit must be jiving me. But I got to prove somehow that I am better than he. He said, amazing, brother rabbit, you hear pretty well. But tell me this, how far can you smell? Cause I'm the world's greatest smeller. You ever dig my nose? Why, the nose on my face is the finest that grows. No one on earth can smell farther than I. And he pointed his nose up high to the sky. He wiggled that nose and he huffed. And he puffed, he waggled that nose, and he heaved and he huffed. For about a half an hour, he sniffed and he snuffed. And then he told the rabbit, I done smelled far enough. The rabbit said to the bear, I sure want you to tell why you were sniffing, snuffing, and clowning and carrying on. Just how far did you smell? Oh, I smelled a long way that time. Said the bear, you know, it was a fly and a cockroach both on that mountain out there. But brother rabbit, have no fear. I smell much further than you can hear. I smelled 1,000 miles away to a farm. And on that farm is a tree. Cause there's no one on earth can smell like me. Now on that tree is a branch. And on the branch is a nest. Cause of all the creatures in the whole wide world, I know that I'm the best. Now in that nest were 2 small eggs. But I smelt without fail that the hummingbird egg on the left-hand side, brother, was just a wee bit stale. And that is something no rabbit could do. So you see, brother rabbit, I'm better than you. Just then, they heard a little sound, and they both looked around. They saw a little worm coming up out of the ground, and the worm said, hey boys, I am trying to do my chores, but you guys are so loud, talking a lot. You think you're really great, but babe, I know that you're not. Why, you're not half as good as a little fella like me. You hear and you smell, but how far can you see? Now you two just sit there, and I'm gonna run a little test to try to determine which one of you is the best. Then the worm opened his eyes in a strange sort of stare, as if they were burning two holes in the air. For almost an hour he kept up this steady gaze, burning the horizon with a steady blaze. Finally, Mr. Bear spoke up and said, "Both Brer Rabbit and me would now like to know, Brother Worm, how far did you look and just what in the world did you see?" The worm said, "Fellas, when I took that look, it was the world's longest look there's ever been took. I looked all across the ocean, all the way to China. For there's no one on earth with eyesight that's fine. I looked from Burma to Tokyo, Japan, and there's no one on earth can see as far as I can. I looked in at Russia. I took a quick glance at the two countries of Holland and France. But I did not stop there. I looked further still. I looked through Africa to the country of Brazil. And I kept on looking and looking and looking and looking until I looked all around the world, brother, and right back to this hill. And I saw on this hill, since my eyesight's so keen, two of the biggest fools the world has ever seen, who seem to have nothing better to do than to sit here and argue about who is better than who." And the worm gave his head a cute little jerk, dived back into his hole in the ground, and continued to work. Oh, baby, you can learn something from a worm. How can you tell who's better than who? Two of the biggest fools I have ever seen.
Ben Webster taking us out this afternoon with Bye Bye Blackbird. And before that, Ruth Brown with HB's Funky Fable, and that's dedicated to Easter. My name is Randy McElligott, and I hope you have a great Easter weekend. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Have a great week. Bye for now.